Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion, especially for those of us with ADHD brains. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your own mind? Like there's this inner critic whispering doubts, anxieties, and, you should be doing better, remarks? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I hear that voice loud and clear sometimes too. But here's the thing. Treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and a good dose of acceptance is absolutely crucial, especially when we're dealing with the unique challenges of ADHD. Think about it, life throws curveballs at everyone, but for us ADHD folks, those curveballs might feel like a whole hurricane sometimes. We're wired differently, our brains work in fascinating ways, but that doesn't always mean things come easily. That inner critic can be relentless, magnifying every misstep and making us feel like failures. But what if we flipped the script? What if instead of berating ourselves for those brain farts or moments of disorganization, we offered a little understanding, a little grace? It's not about ignoring our shortcomings. It's about acknowledging them with compassion, recognizing that we're doing the best we can with the tools we have. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate more self-compassion in our ADHD journeys. 1. Acknowledge your unique wiring. First things first, embrace your ADHD. It's not a flaw, it's a different way of being. Think about all those incredible strengths that come with ADHD, creativity, out-of-the-box thinking, intense passion, and the ability to hyper-focus on things we truly care about. Celebrate those gifts. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic? Yeah, it needs a serious time out. When you catch yourself thinking harsh, critical thoughts, stop and ask yourself. Would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. 3. Focus on progress, not perfection. Remember that epic quest for perfection? Ditch it. It's a recipe for frustration and self-doubt. Instead, celebrate small victories. Did you manage to get out of bed on time today? Awesome. Did you actually finish that project, even if it wasn't flawless? High five. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small they seem. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? Mindfulness can be a game changer. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can help calm that mental whirlwind and bring you back to center. 5. Be kind to your body. We often forget that our physical well-being is intertwined with our mental health. Eating nutritious foods, getting enough sleep, and moving your body regularly are essential for managing ADHD symptoms and fostering self-compassion. Let me share a quick real-world example. I remember this time when I was totally swamped with work deadlines. You know the feeling, right? My brain felt like it was on overdrive, and I was struggling to focus. I started beating myself up, thinking, why can't I just get my act together? Then, I stopped and took a deep breath. I reminded myself that this is part of the ADHD experience, and it's okay to struggle sometimes. Instead of berating myself, I decided to break down the tasks into smaller, manageable chunks and celebrate each step I completed. You know what? It worked. So, remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to embrace our unique strengths, navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately, thrive in spite of the curveballs life throws our way. Remember to celebrate those wins, big and small. Be kind to yourself, you deserve it. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are so many amazing resources available, therapists, coaches, online communities, we're in this together. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. But the conversation doesn't have to end here. Share your thoughts, experiences, and tips for cultivating self-compassion in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Inspire each other, and build a more compassionate and understanding community for all of us ADHD brains out there. Until next time, stay focused, calm, and kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.